This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Stop sitting there drooling all over yourself on the couch, trying to figure out what you're going to do, drying your tears. You got some Kleenex there blowing you. No, we're going to lose this. Yeah, we're going to lose it if you sit there whining about losing it. No joke, seriously. We will definitely lose this if you just simply sit around whining about how, you know, we don't stand a chance and all this other fun stuff. If you get off your butt, if you pick up the phone, if you call your friends, if you let people in your family know who you're voting for and why, we can change this. You don't have to be stuck with this. We can change this. If you just do something. Yeah, I know. I'm on it. You guys get nuts with me. You know what I'm saying? You think I'm... But here's the deal. Here's what I say to people all the time. God bless America. We as Christians always say, leave it up to God. God's going to deal with it. But doesn't all through the Bible, I'm not a scholar, I don't have a degree behind me, you know, Pastor Joe, I don't have any of that. But doesn't God call on us to do, for my Christian friends, right? He doesn't say, hey, sit tight on the couch, watch your favorite sitcom, and I'll preach the gospel. I'll get people saved, you just sit on the couch, let me take care of everything. It's not how he works. He wants his kids to work. Like, you know how you want your kids to work? He wants his kids to work. For those of you who didn't get it, you just didn't get it. I don't know what to tell you. But you cannot stay home this time. You cannot hang out on the couch. Because neither one of them is Christian enough for you. And I know, I've been on this a couple of times over the last few weeks, so just indulge me if you would. Remember, in the last election, 20 million evangelical Christians, Christians who, quote-unquote, are active in the Church of Christ, not as a religion, but you know what I mean, active in the Christian church, say they believe what God's Word says, they're willing to do anything, and they did nothing. When it came to the election, they did nothing. 20 million of them sat it out. The guy won by almost 5 million votes. I'm sorry, help me, I don't have enough toes and fingers to count it all out, but help me out with this. Does this make any sense to anybody? You need to get off your butt. Look at where we're at, and it's not just Christians, it's others too, but we're taking the brunt of it. Look at where we're at with our religious freedoms. For some of you who are new to the show, this is one of my biggest pet peeves. We have done, and you have to go to the website to find it, therealside.com, that's therealside.com. We have a little search engine on there, you can search for these stories. But we've had parents that have been reprimanded by Child Protective Services in that area for forcing their kids to go to church on Sunday. Think about that. You're not allowed to raise your children anymore. You're not allowed to bring them up in the way they should go, as the Word says. And you conservative Christians that are running around screaming, you can't vote for him, look how he treats women, but you can vote for the other one who supported the rape and sexual assault of other women? You could do that, right? You could support the other one who pulled her daughter out of school when she was at the six years old because the Sunday school teacher was telling her that abortion was bad and wrong. That's okay. You can let that happen, right? And for those of you who don't believe that God wants you involved in politics, man, could I slap you around with scripture. I want to be there at the pearly gates when you're explaining to God how you totally ignored his word and you allowed people like Hillary to get in there. See, the difference is with Donald may not believe the same way you do. He might be exactly on the same page as you. But he's going to allow you to practice what it is you believe. They won't allow you to practice what you believe if it hurts one other person. Come on, think about this. I don't want a pastor as a president. And some of you who know pastors of small churches, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't want a pastor. I don't think God wants us to have a pastor. Now I understand the appeal of this kind of thing. All right? And not voting allows Christians to avoid, you know, having to make a difficult choice. Because, you know, Christ didn't have to make any difficult choices. We've never had to make difficult choices. When it comes to voting, all of a sudden, we don't want to make a difficult choice. We want everybody to feel good. Well, everybody isn't going to feel good. My third hour, I get a little preachy. I don't mean to, but... Right? I mean, Jesus said they were going to hate us for his sake. They were going to hate us because we loved him. So if they think you're the cat's meow, you got a problem. There's got to be something that people see, you know, unless they're 100% on your same page. You know, but there's something they have to see in you that's different than everybody else. Staying home on election day is not different. You're handing it over. You're handing the keys to the safe. You're taking a bite of the apple. It's an unpopular choice. We have unpopular choices. Right, we have disapproving friends and family members, and you're afraid to tell them who you're voting for and why. We can play every card there is but the conscience card. That seems to be the one we have a problem with. Right? And all these people running around going, how can I vote for him? I have this one guy on TV. How can I vote for him? I can't vote for somebody who talks about women like that. How am I going to explain to my daughter this is the way he talks about women? Well, why don't you explain to your daughter how the other one actually assaulted women and tell her in detail what he did to women and then tell her how the new president that you're going to vote for, how she protected him and the way he treated women. You're missing something. We're going to be back and talk about why Christians should vote in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I do enjoy the time you spend with me. I do enjoy the questions that you ask. It's kind of tough to get to the feed because there's so many of you asking questions. You know, and some of you get mad when we do what you consider passing judgment on somebody. And the Bible does tell us to judge what's right and wrong. You know, again, I'm not going to get all preachy on you. You guys go to your own pastor. You figure this out on your own. But the Bible does tell us to call out what's right and wrong. Do call things right and wrong. You're never to judge somebody's relationship with God. You're never to judge where they sit with God. That's up to God to figure that one out with them or talk to them about it or have you. Again, Lisa from Illinois, thanks for joining tonight. Appreciate your time with me. Somebody has to explain, and I don't get it. Maybe if I'm missing this and I don't need to do this, tell me. But The partial birth abortion. Is nobody that you really need to know? Do people really not know what a partial birth abortion is? Because I'll tell you, there's a half a dozen ways to do this. One way is when the baby is halfway out, when the head is partially out, they simply take a scissors and they either stab it in the back of the neck or they snip the spinal cord. And that, you know, it's humane that way. And sometimes these partial birth abortions happen because the first abortion was botched. I hope I'm making you sick. You can find them online. You can find videos about them online and how they're performed and what they do. So, you know, when you have Hillary Clinton, who will not denounce, at least, at the minimum, at the bare minimum, partial birth abortion, how do you as a, forget a God thing, how do you as a humanist, how do you okay that as a humanist? How do you okay the taking of a human life? Would you not agree at that point, or is it only human after the cord's cut? Well, I'd like to know what's your criteria? You can never get that from a Planned Parenthood person. They can't give you a criteria. When is it a life? When is it a human? Give me something to work with here, will you please? So anytime you end a life, anytime you end a heartbeat, you're killing something. Period. Whether you like it or not, whether you want to hear it or not, that's the truth. You stop a heart, you're killing whatever that is. I don't care if it's an ant or a human. I don't care if it's a dolphin, if it's a monkey, if it's a dog. Right? What do you think would happen if I was in the middle of a town square somewhere or a mall? Right? What are puppies? They go 9 at a time, 20 at a time sometimes. What do you think would happen if I grabbed those puppies as they were halfway out and started stabbing them in the neck and snipping their spinal cords? How long would it take before the cops got there, huh? What do you think? Yeah, I'm being disgusting on purpose. I can see I'm losing you, some of you, who don't have the guts to stay on and listen. Because that's really what it boils down to. This is what you're doing. We treat animals. We have more appreciation and respect for animals than we do for human life. No animal has ever invented something to save a human life or to save themselves. You see, look at water buffalo around a watering hole, right? When they see the lions coming, they ain't protecting anybody. They're on their own. Forget you. See you later. They ain't helping anybody. It's over. Anyway. But I look at this and I... You know, I'm talking more and more and more to my Christian friends, and I'm sitting, what is wrong with you people? And if God is telling you in this scripture, and I'm not going to spoon feed you guys anymore. You know better. You know where to find it. If God is telling you in his scripture that we need to have godly people ruling us, that we need to go and make sure that we find the godly people to rule for us, don't sit there and say, he's going to work it out, because it's not God working. He wants us to find the godly people. He wants us to put them in positions of authority. That's biblical. You go find that on your own. I'm not giving it to you anymore. Okay? I'm so tired of people saying God's in control. He's not in control of this. We are. He gave it to us. And I agree, Cynthia says something about harming children. Let me tell you what, I would have a hard time maintaining my Christian-like demeanor if you ever hurt one of my... Well, if I ever found out you sexually abused, you were close to me and I knew who you were, and you sexually abused, assaulted, or hurt some young kid, yeah, you'd be better off, yeah. You would be better off not being around me. I'll put it that way. But as Christians, we have a bigger responsibility than the others. Yeah, because if you believe, look at it, as a Christian, if you believe in that God that you say you believe in, that you're going to answer to him at some point in time, you're going to see him face to face and discuss what you did, how are you going to get out of this one? Voting is a God-given privilege, and so it makes a responsibility. When God gives you something, there's a responsibility to take care of that. There's an understanding you're going to take care of it. Right? So many times, Christians are challenged Right? And even me, look at, I'm challenged by Christians who wonder why I'm involved in politics or who I'm voting for and why. Right? Now, the Apostle Paul simply instructed believers to pray for kings and those in authority. But remember, in biblical times, citizens of Israel or Rome, they didn't have the option to vote. They didn't have the option to decide who was watching over them. That was not a luxury afforded to them. There was an emperor. He decided. But I want you to know that John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and the co-author of the Federalist Papers, said that God has given to our people the choice of their rulers. The choice of our Christian nation. But Obama says we're not a Christian nation. We're definitely not a Christian nation anymore. And not just because of Obama. Come on, guys, really. Look around you. What kind of work have you done for God? What have you done? You know, if you caught one of the earlier segments, we have schools that are throwing out Christmas plays. They can't sing Christmas songs. They can't sing Silent Night because it has a religious overtone to it. You've allowed this to happen. You, me, whatever, you know, I haven't been on this path all my life. So when I started doing the radio show and started learning what was going on, it changed my way of looking at things. It's our fault. Are you at the school screaming? Are you making sure that you're voting in the right trustees to those schools so this stuff doesn't go away? It's legal. The Supreme Court has said that Christmas carols that talk about Christ, songs that talk about Christ and the Christmas season are fine and legal. They're more tradition and they're more history than they are religious, according to the Supreme Court of these United States. And every time we go to the voting booth, we're choosing the moral and spiritual direction of our nation, whether you want to hear it or not. That's how it works. And I got sidetracked. When we come back, we're going to vote. We're going to talk about how voting is a primary way for Christians to stop evil, to get us back on the right track. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food.
stores I love to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back.
I'm Cuban Pete.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Stop dancing. We'll have no dancing in the studio. Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 for you non-religious people. I'm not getting all religious on you tonight, but I want to call out my Christians, because you guys screwed up in the last election. You could have made the difference. We didn't have to have 8 years of the suppression. Romney lost, Obama won, the country lost by 5 million votes. 20 million of you evangelicals, you know, you're the ones that say you want to do God's will, you want to do what's right by God, sat home. And I don't buy, unless you can show me tablets where he wrote it, I do not buy for a second that he told you to stay home. That's right. Because it's all over the Bible how you're supposed to come out and you are supposed to take care of the things that God gave. I love you Christian eco freaks, okay? Where you hug the trees and everything has to be wonderful. We have to make sure we don't hurt the planet because God gave us the planet. Well, God gave us government. Didn't want to. He wanted to be our king, but we knew better. We wanted government, so he gave us government. Now, isn't it your turn? Aren't you supposed to step up, forget the tree, and take care of the government first? Because you know what? If you get the right people in office, if you take care of government the way you're supposed to, they'll take care of the tree too. You know, I'm one of those nasty right-wing conservative Republican Christians. You know, the ones that hate anything to do with the ecosystem. But here's where you're wrong. I love God. I care about what God's created. And I'm willing to take care of it. I am not, however, willing to take care of the creation of the tree before I take care of man, one of his sons, one of his kids. Another point to look at is voting is a primary way for Christians to stop evil. That's right. Imagine if you saw an elderly woman being assaulted by a mugger, and you had the ability to stop yourself, but you walked away. You didn't pay attention. You know, I can't get involved in this. Now, you might not legally be culpable, but you're morally culpable. You should have done something. There's plenty you could do. Sometimes attackers, just knowing that somebody's there and seeing them and has witnessed it, they'll take off. Every year, more than 1 million of the most defenseless in our society, the unborn, are being murdered through abortion. And it is murder. I don't care what you call it. It's when you have a heartbeat and you purposely stop the heartbeat, it's murder. It ain't that hard to figure out. Okay, now, Trump has pledged to nominate Supreme Court justices who will either overturn Roe versus Wade or at least curtail late-time abortions. You guys, you know, I always said the same thing on the show. The law didn't work when God instituted the Ten Commandments and said, follow these or else. It didn't work, did it? Man still couldn't follow them. Jesus came and said, all right, you can't do the ten. Let's bring it down to these two. Right? We don't do well with laws, if you would. It's a hard thing. When you start realizing what it means, when you start realizing, when we teach our young people the values of their body, the value of life, all of this will change on its own. I do not believe a law is going to change this. I do not believe overturning Roe versus Wade is going to change this. Will it cut abortions way down? Probably. But until you change the heart of the people, you change nothing. It's just another law. 16-year-olds are forbidden to drink or buy booze. However, we find 16-year-olds drunk all the time. How does that happen? In the city of Chicago, you can't own a gun. You can't have a gun. You can't bring a gun into the city. But we have 40-some-odd people killed, shot at last weekend again. Drugs are illegal. You can't get pot in the street. It's illegal, don't you? But kids are getting high all the time. Yeah, it works out really well, doesn't it? So changing the law isn't going to... We got to get the kids. We've got to get young people. We have to get people understanding what true love and what value is all about. Then you won't need the law. It'll be a moot point. In the last presidential debate, Trump articulated the clearest defense of the pro-life position of any Republican presidential nominee in history, including Romney, McCain, and others. I mean, think about this. Here's a guy that you all scream is not moral enough. Right? I mean, you're judging. He's not moral enough. He's not a good enough Christian. He's just, and for those of you who believe he recently became a Christian, he's not been Christian long enough. Where are you getting these guidelines? I'd like to have a copy of that book. Hillary Clinton has pledged to nominate justices who not only uphold Roe versus Wade, but she refuses to place any restrictions on abortion, regardless of the reason or the timing. Again, I would have come on stage with plastic, maybe those robot babies, just to show you how big they actually are. I would have been like 8 months 1 week, 8 months 2 weeks, 8 months 3 weeks. Here you go, full. What do they call it? You know, coming out of the birth canal. Here, this is what you're going to kill. And abortion is not the only issue that we got going on here, right? Over the last years, we've seen an all-out attack against Christianity, most religions in particular, right? Bibles being removed from hospitals. Talk about removing crosses or not allowing crosses in government-owned cemeteries. We've been through all of this. This is how stupid it's getting. You let the left totally take over, you're done. You'll get a slate. If that much, right? They stopped the prayers in Jesus' name for Christian ceremonies of our dead soldiers. Christian ceremonies of our dead soldiers being buried, they couldn't use the name of Jesus. I've already told you guys. When it comes to our veterans and the fact that what they've done to give us our freedom, I don't care if they're Pastafarians. If they want to be buried with a spaghetti colander on their head, a prayer to the great Pastafarian God, they deserve that. They have a right for that. You start taking those rights away from our Christian soldiers, you're just wrong. You're just nasty. And if you don't look at who's going to end up being on the Supreme Court, see, for no other reason alone, look at who's going to end up on the Supreme Court. Where do you want to be in 10 years? What do you want your kids to have to put up with in 20 and 25 years? Can you imagine one of your kids going to prison, going to jail, being detained because he or she said, I don't believe in same-sex marriage. I don't believe in a transgender / gay lesbian lifestyle. I don't believe in those things. And they're thrown in jail for hate speech. And if you don't think it's going to happen, we've already have instances where you have a teacher particularly in Los Angeles is being looked at for hate crimes because she said, specifically, she didn't believe in same-sex marriage. So don't tell me that, you know, you're making a big deal, it doesn't happen. Yeah, it does. You have to go looking for it. because mainstream media is not going to tell you. You have to go finding these things out on your own, because there's nothing that you and I, or most of you listening to the show, there's nothing that we believe. There's nothing that we believe at the foundation that mainstream media is going to see as an affront to us if we lose. It's not going to happen. Obama sued. Check this out. Obama launched an all-out attack against the Liberty, the Little Sisters of the Poor. Remember the Catholic charity? Right? Sued them, went after them, through the weight of the Justice Department after them, because according to their religious belief, they cannot support abortion. And part of the health care plan that they wanted, Obama wanted them to buy, were forcing them to provide health care abortion pills. So they were willing to take these people to court and everything else, when those pills could easily have been gotten through Obamacare or some other thing at a local clinic or something. They were willing to throw out all the good that the Little Sisters do. They were willing to cost them all that money because they're prideful and headstrong, and they're sure that their heathen ways are the right ways. Think about it. And they're gonna fight, and you think Hillary's gonna back off of this? She's gonna double down on it. And you won't do anything. And I know some of you out there working hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the ones that really won't do anything because it's uncomfortable. They don't want to argue with their aunt, their cousins, their uncles. I do all the time. It's not nasty. It's not mean. Even with my friends, they know where I stand on this stuff. And guess what? We still go have lunch together. It's not a bad thing. And the war against religious liberty? Just going to take off under Hillary Clinton. When you have schools right now that have prayer rooms for Muslims, and kids can't open up Bibles, or a teacher can't open up a Bible in a classroom when a kid asks for a question, or they don't want the Bible on the desk of the teacher, when did that happen? Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up in the last segment.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Yeah, you know what? I'm at that point now when I get rolling, I forget what I was talking about. Thank God for my producer lady. She keeps me on track. Well, she tries real hard. I don't know if she always... Yeah, there you go. That's right. Or else I take one to the side of the head. This is mostly aimed at my Christian friends, but hey, look, you can all learn, right? It's all good. Isn't that what you guys say? And you know, when you talk about why Christians should get up and vote, why you need to look at, and don't listen to mainstream media, you know, when I say get off your knees and vote, that doesn't mean don't pray about it. Of course you pray about it. Ask God to reveal for you, show you what it is that you need to know to make an informed decision. Remember, He gives you freedom of choice, so He's not gonna say you've got to vote for so and so or else. He wants you to do your own homework. He'll give you the information. He'll make it available to you. And again, abortion is not the only issue out there. There's so many other things going on. The Little Sisters of the Poor shouldn't make you crazy. That they went after such an organization. I mean, come on, they help the poorest of the poor out. They give health and they give comfort. They give aid to those who don't have enough money to do it, who don't have enough money to take care of themselves. Why would you go against them? What's the upside to that? Yeah, we showed them old nuns, didn't we? Now they got to give abortion pills to the 70-year-old women they're taking care of, or else. That's so stupid. And they wasted your tax dollars fighting them. So they wasted your tax dollars taking away money away from an organization that does nothing but good to help sick people. This is the group that runs this country. Breathe. Everybody breathe. So, and you know it's just going to get worse, like I said, under Hillary. And because we don't pay attention, it won't be 4 years of Hillary. It'll be 8 years of Hillary, and it'll be 40 to 50 years of the damage she does. No way to turn it around in a short period of time. Not without burning the whole place down. Voting is about endorsing policies, not personalities. Remember that. Right? It's not the Trumps of the world. Some of you don't like Trump because you don't like that kind of attitude. That male machismo attitude, right? The alpha dog, as they call him. Well, you don't get successful being a weenie. Look at Wiener. He proved that point, didn't he? You don't become successful being a squishy. Maybe you don't like his attitude. Well, too bad. He's done pretty good for himself. Ronald Reagan was a known womanizer, whether you want to hear it or not, during his days in Hollywood. And he actually became the first president in history, first divorce president in history. Yet in 1980, evangelicals overwhelmingly supported Reagan. Think about it. Over one named Jimmy Carter, who was a Baptist Sunday school teacher, who married to one woman, for all intents and purposes, we know he was faithful to her. For what? I guess for years at the time. Years and years and years. By supporting Reagan, evangelicals were not supporting, they weren't supporting a womanizing or divorcee. They were endorsing Reagan's policies. Reagan had made mistakes that he fessed up to. Do you know that? He made mistakes in California as governor, and he later said, I made mistakes in these areas. These are the things I did wrong, and I wouldn't do them again. Do you see that? The guy that's in office right now who says he's a Christian. See, you made... It's funny how many Democrats made fun of, just as it came to me, made fun of Trump because he wouldn't admit to doing anything wrong. He wouldn't admit to, at one point, he wasn't sorry for anything. Yet you've got a president in office right now who has said he hasn't done anything wrong. It's all the Republicans' fault. It's all the Bush's fault. Who has said he's learned nothing from being president. He said that in an interview. There's nothing I didn't know going in. I mean, that's somebody. That is one dangerous person. He can't be 8 years in there, and he's learned nothing. Right? There's a bunch of conservative Christians, I'm amazed, who have developed a case of selective amnesia when it comes to their support of previous candidates with imperfect pasts. Right? Reagan, McCain, Bush, Gingrich. Look at Gingrich. Everybody talk about... I mean, I like Gingrich. He's a smart guy. A lot of information, a lot of passion, a lot of knowledge. A lot of women. Yeah? You heard me. There's no perfect politician. Get over yourselves. You're not going to find somebody who's going to meet all your criteria. And I don't want to hear about this stuff where I'm tired of voting for the lesser of the two evils. You're not. They're all evil, frankly, when you think about it. They've all got evil pasts. They've all got things that they do that we wouldn't agree with. They've all... Look at Reagan. I mean, I don't want to go through everything Reagan did, but the bottom line with it is not one of them was perfect. Right? I mean, for you Christians, where's your perfect pastor? Show him to me. Send me his name, joe@therealside.com. I want to interview the guy because I've never interviewed a perfect person before. Right? We're all working through our stuff, aren't we? We've got two of bad candidates. We'll work with what we got. The sanctity of life and the preservation of religious freedom are big to me because I think the other things hinge off of that. Because the religious freedom comes under the freedom of speech, right? The First Amendment. We haven't even talked about the Second Amendment yet. That's later on. But if you think about the First Amendment in and of itself, think about all the liberties that have been taken away from you that you have under the First Amendment. Now they're going to start parsing that. When it comes to religious freedoms, they don't really fall under the First Amendment because there is a separation of church and state. Therefore, you can't be covered under the First Amendment. I mean, isn't that what's happening? Our soldiers couldn't write scripture. Our soldiers, our young cadets, couldn't write. They have these whiteboards for messages and other things on their dorm rooms. And some of the soldiers, not all, not even a lot, or not even a majority of, but a lot of soldiers, would put scriptures on their on the little whiteboards when they walked in and out of their rooms. It would encourage them. Now, they could have all kinds of sayings. They could have all kinds of lines from movies. But because the scripture made a few of the soldiers feel bad, what are those guys, the military freedom from religion freaks? I can't remember them, right? That's them? Yeah. The military version of the freedom from religion freaks. They went in and filed a lawsuit. Out of the 3,000 cadets, one of them didn't like it. I'm sorry, I go right back to what I said before. You want to put a picture of Satan up there? Good for you. He doesn't scare me. I know, some people freak out. Doesn't scare me. Doesn't even make me feel weird. Right? We have freedom of speech, but it's selective freedom of speech, isn't it? So if we don't protect these little freedoms, if we don't take care of these little things, I don't know, how do you Christians defend yourself? I'm serious. How do you religious, maybe you don't consider yourself a Christian. Maybe you consider yourself, I don't know, a Sunday go to meeting person. I don't even know. But how would you defend yourself if you're in front of the Almighty? And he asks you about all these things. Why didn't you fight for this? Why didn't you fight for the unborn? Why didn't you fight for children who couldn't fight for themselves? What are you going to say? Come on, honest. What are you going to say? You need to think about that now, because that could come up in a heartbeat now, couldn't it? And you know what I mean by that. You could be gone in a heartbeat. And again, good and bad. Who decides what's good and bad? You know, we talked about Cain. And if you don't think this is a battle for your religious freedom, or maybe you're not a religious person, like I said, those buttons that we gave away a couple of years ago. Button said it's okay to say Merry Christmas. I had atheists sending me emails, send me a button. I don't believe in Christmas, I don't believe in your God, but I believe in your right to believe in a God. When Cain came out and said, point blank, remember, he's a heartbeat away from that seat, that you Catholics, you better get in line, stop this nonsense about same-sex marriage and abortion, or else we'll put laws in place to stop you from doing it. We'll put laws in place to force you. Basically what he said is, we'll put laws in place to stop your freedom of speech and freedom of religion rights. That's what I'll do as a Democrat, as a vice president, as somebody one heartbeat away from that seat. If that doesn't, and you think it'll stop there for you that aren't religious? You really think it'll stop there? It won't stop there. You look at those religions all over the world that have been stopped by dictators. And don't think for a second that Hillary Clinton will not be a dictator. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Thanks for putting up with me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the internet chat room. Send me messages. Joe@therealside.com. As some of you know, because I've done your stories, send me an email or a message on Facebook if you have a story or a topic you want me to do. Joe@therealside.com. Hey, have a safe rest of the day. We're here every day. I want you back tomorrow. I want to hear from you tomorrow. I'm going to see you in the room tomorrow. Have a safe one.